Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. A couple weeks ago, I had a listener reach out and ask about average order value, so I thought I would take some time this week and expand on it a little bit more. Let's start with a basic definition of average order volume. So average order value is simply the average amount of money a customer spends per purchase in your shop. You can calculate this by taking your total revenue and dividing it by the number of orders. So for example, if you have $1,000 in revenue and 100 orders, your average order value is $10. So easy peasy. Now, if you want to increase your average order value or average order volume to $15, you're going to have to find a way to encourage your customers to spend more money. And that's really what I want to focus on today. Ways that you can increase the amount of money spent by your customers per transaction. Now, the first tip that I have for increasing your average order value is to provide product recommendations to your customers. Now, if you have your own website, that's a little bit easier. A lot of times there's apps that you can add to your website where it'll, you know, pop up different products. On Etsy, it's a little bit more difficult, but you can link to or show pictures of other items in your shop that your customer might also like since they're viewing a particular listing. So, for instance, if they've clicked on a unicorn birthday invitation, you may want to show a picture within the listing. So, you know, you have 10 photo options. So you may want to put a picture in there that shows all of the coordinating unicorn birthday items that you offer, and then put a link within the listing that allows them to view those other items. So this just helps the customer navigate within your shop rather than all of that other, you know, busy stuff that Etsy shows at the bottom of your listing. This helps keep the customer in your shop to find those items and then add them to your cart, to their cart easily. Now, when you're showing customers product recommendations, offering upgrades is another great way to increase order value. This can be done in the drop-down menus. So when I say upgrades, I mean things like offering them a way to add glitter or change to a nicer metal or a fancier finish on a sign. Gift wrap counts as an upgrade too. Now, we don't want to just, you know, nickel and dime our customers to death, but add-ons and upgrades are a useful way to increase order value and help the customer feel like they're further customizing and making their order more special. Now, another great way to increase your order value is to set purchase minimums for a discount. So for instance, free shipping with the purchase of $35 or buy three, save 15%. The key is to set that minimum just slightly above whatever your current average order volume is. So if you go through that formula that I talked about earlier, if your current average is $10, it makes no sense to set that discount at $10. It's not going to change customer behavior. You want to set it at $20 or $25 so that it encourages your customer to buy additional quantities. This is a number that you may have to test a few times before you figure out what your customers respond to best. Now, I found that in one of my shops, buy four, save 20%, it gets hardly any response. Nobody really uses that coupon. But when I do buy three, save 15%, it works well. And it for some reason, it works the same way with the bundles that I have that are pre-made. The bundles of all three, or that I have set up of three, they sell way better than the pre-made bundles of four. So my customers in one of my shops, they seem to like the bundles of three better than bundles of four. That's what they respond to. So you just have to see what works best for you and your customers. Now, in addition to product recommendations, upgrades, and purchase minimums, what I was talking about earlier, those bundles or gift sets, is another really great strategy, especially around the holidays. Bundle your best sellers or things that can be put together by themes so that it's really easy for them to be given as a gift. When products are put together as a bundle, you are automatically increasing that perceived value to your customer, and you're providing an easy transaction by allowing the buyer to not have to really think about what to put together, and you're offering a solution by having everything done for them. So bada bing, bada boom, increased order volume. It's done. So think about those gift sets around Christmas time in, like Bath and Body Works, and how relieved those customers are to just carry them out since everything is done for them. This is the experience you're creating, and that is worth more than a single item. So what can you bundle for your customers that will provide this greater sense of value for them? All right, so those are my top tips to increase average order value: listing product recommendations, offering upgrades, and giving incentives to prefer purchase more, plus the bundles. I encourage you to try at least one of those strategies this holiday season. Thank you for joining me today. I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!